Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is the Dusty Groove Preservation Society, exploring musical relics from the past century, honoring music left by the wayside, forgotten in the streams of time. Here at the Radio Thrift Shop, we love 78s, vinyl, 8-tracks, cassettes, reel-to-reels, even CDs. Start the program off today with something a little bit different from a compilation put together by R. Crumb called Hot Women, Exotic and Spicy Women Singers from Around the Torrid Regions of the World, taken from old 78 RPM records. We're going to hear a 78 from Cuba, recorded in 1928, and then one from Greece, recorded in the late 1930s.
Yeah. Take the ruins from this broken sight. sharpest holes felt I've ever seen. When the dream's over and truth is told, the sweetest word spoke is never known. Some will die trying and some will see. The sharpest holes felt I've ever seen. When the dream's over and truth is told, the sweetest word spoke is never known.
Gordon Peterson and his musical project Indio. That's from the Big Harvest CD, The Season of the Lost. Before that, we heard a couple of ancient 78s from around the world, collected by R. Crumb. We heard Maria Vasilietou from Greece in the 1930s, and the Grupo de la Alegria, and a Cuban chant recorded back in 1928. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop for the analog-minded. Of course, a lot of what I do here is influenced and inspired by Cool and Strange magazine, WeirdoMusic.com, and a couple of books that came out back in the day called Incredibly Strange Music. And of course, I've been not playing a whole lot of incredibly strange music, but you never know. That certainly is a possibility at any moment here on the Radio Thrift Shop. But I just wanted to share with you some words from Jello Biafra, as quoted in the book Incredibly Strange Music, Volume 2. From early on, I developed a sense of humor about records and music that weren't necessarily cool. Starting in the ninth grade, I got so fed up with radio that I began buying records just on the basis of which covers looked the most interesting. Thrift store singles broadened me even more. My tastes continue to widen. I'm always looking for something different, that far-left idea that would help me make my own songs unique. I keep expanding and discovering more and more sounds. I blunder into new things. Hybrids and blends are the most intriguing, especially when they're unintentional. Part of the reason I search for weird rock, ethnic, experimental musical hybrids is they inspire me to come up with new material. The more bent and unexpected, the better. You never know what you may find and what sort of catalyst inspiration it could be. If you want to get to the weirdest of the weird, you have to take chances. For those who stay curious, there are always new frontiers. Okay, coming up in a little bit on the program, we will have some more music by Will and James Ragar. Last week I played several tracks from their 1980 LP, and I'll be playing more coming up very soon. But first, here's some Donald Fagen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Called Day One from a fairly scarce 45 single released on Pearl Harbor Records. That was Both Sides of the 45, It Takes Two. Now, why they have to take a 5-minute song and split it up between two sides of a 45, I do not know, but that's absolutely gorgeous soul music. Again, Day One, It Takes Two. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, the Dusty Groove Preservation Society. If you'd like to contact me by email, my email address is FMOE, that's Frederick Michael Oscar Echo, at colby-sawyer.edu. Again, that's FMOE at colby-sawyer.edu. Well, Will and James Ragar released a brilliant album in 1980 on No Mountain Records in Texas. They were musicians who played with a number of people, including Taj Mahal, Stephen Stills, Billy Cobham, David Bromberg, Andy Pratt. And their album is just absolutely incredible. I'm going to play 4 cuts from it in just a moment. But here's some words from Will Ragar, who says, after their album was released, there was an oil bust that hit Texas hard, and many venues disappeared. The payola scandal that affected the once indie-friendly DJs on FM radio stations, it became clear that the decline in live music would continue. We continued playing local gigs and recorded several projects in our home studio environment, but did not get general interest from the majors. We decided to focus on live gigs and started playing more electric blues. We continue to record at home studios and perform locally. Although live music may never be the same as it was in the 1970s, things are always changing, and who knows what will happen. This CD collects all of the professional studio recordings pressed to vinyl and captures the warm analog sound of the era. It's very, very true. Recorded in Midland, Texas, April 1980 at the No Mountain Studios. Here's some music by Will and James Ragar.
Thank you. Whispering in the distance, treated me with kindness. My eyes are meant for dreaming, and soon I will be leaving. A soul full of poetry, tracing a path near mine. Me, I'm just a wanderer, and I've got no need to bring it down.
Thank you.
great, great music from Will and James Ragar from their LP, released in 1980. Starting from the top, you heard Melting Pot, Needs, Just a Wanderer, and Oregon. Well, this is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. We're a bargain at still just 50 cents a song. Send your donations to your local pirate radio station. I want to say thank you for listening, and hope you're enjoying this very low-tech broadcast podcast. And you can check out our very low-tech blog at radiothriftshop.blogspot.com. Going to end the program today with a tune that I absolutely love by a band that is kind of unique and out there and not very common, a little obscure. This is MacArthur Park by Beggar's Opera.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and were pressed in love soft, even I'll like a strip of golden sand. This park is a-melting in the dark. All the sweet cream ice is flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Oh, no. All the yellow cotton dress flowing like a wave on the ground around your knees. Birds like tender babies in your hands, like an old man playing checkers like the trees. MacArthur's Park is a-melting in the dark. All the sweet cream icing's flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, 'cause
because it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again.
Is a melting in the dark, all the sweet green license blowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. Well, I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it. I'll never have that recipe again. Whoa.
One of the many things people expect schools to do these days is inspire students to be creative. Hello, I'm Richard Thompson. Educators and psychologists agree. They say that helping young minds tap their creativity is just as important as mastering math and English skills. And of course, all parents love to experience the joy of seeing and hearing something their child has created. Well, one of the best places creativity is actively encouraged is in music class. Kids working out a phrase in a choir part, learning technical stuff like fingerings on an instrument, or even composing and arranging music on computers. Music classrooms are bursting with creative energy, just waiting to be explored by young minds. Don't let it go to waste. Please support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
Do you love to write? Do you love to read? Are you interested in the craft of publishing? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you might be interested in the National Amateur Press Association, an organization for people who practice personal journalism through writing, reading, and creating publications. The National Amateur Press Association will help you enhance your journalism crafts and skills. There's much more information to discover at www.amateurpress.org. That's www.amateurpress.org.